Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yesterday here on 93.7 The Fan, Cook and Joe had Pirates great Andy Van Slyke on. Andy talked with them at length about his thoughts on this possible return-to-play proposal for Major League Baseball. You can use the Rewind feature on your Radio.com app. Go back and hear some of the clips that we played just after 6:30. He also talked at length about his relationship with another former Pirate great, Barry Bonds. In particular, his thoughts on Barry Bonds as a Hall of Famer.
You know, people want to say he doesn't deserve a Hall of Famer. Being a Hall of Famer. My argument is Barry Bonds was a Hall of Fame player before he took steroids. A lot of players, you can make an argument that when they took steroids, that's the only way they were going to get into the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Fame player before he started taking.
Yeah, and Andy Van Slyke, again, yesterday with Cook and Joe and Colin, I have those emoji hands up, like the ones that are about to high-five each other, and I want to say preach because I feel exactly the way Andy does, and I think he nailed it. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he ever took one chemical enhancement.
Yeah, how do you think Ron took to that? Ron has been the guy that is vehemently against Barry Bonds being in the Hall of Fame. And I give it to Ron, at least. He's not one of those guys that hides behind his ballot. Ron comes out every year, publicly says, you know, who's on his ballot, who he voted for, who he didn't vote for. So I give it to him in that regard. I find the Hall of Fame to be largely hollow, ceremonial, something that I don't really get. It doesn't bother me anymore. It doesn't hold a lot of merit because the best players aren't in it. And it was interesting to hear Van Slyke, because everybody knows that he personally doesn't really like Bonds, but what he did was it doesn't diminish the way he feels about him as a baseball player. So I feel the exact same way. And it doesn't have to do with, even if steroids helped Barry Bonds, even if the numbers weren't where they were before or weren't as great as they were before he allegedly took steroids in Barry Bonds, I don't necessarily know because it was an era where everyone else, seemingly not everyone else, but a lot of other people were doing it. I can't delineate who did and who didn't. So I just go by who the players were, and he was one of the best players ever. So he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I try to really hard to separate Bonds out into sort of different time periods. The time period before he ever used anything, he's quite clearly, as Andy said there, and I think we agree, a Hall of Famer. He's one of the, you can look at the numbers and just break them down to that time period and see that he's at the very least one of the top 15 or 20 hitters of all time before he ever took anything. And then when you look at the 5 years where he used, where he broke records, where he was just otherworldly from like age 35 to age 40, you can look at Barry Bonds and say, okay, I don't necessarily know how things would have gone because I don't know who else was using. I don't know how it obviously didn't impact his hand-eye coordination, I don't think. Maybe it affected the way he recovered from certain injuries or non-injuries that didn't exist in the first place. The point is this. You can't predict how those 5 years would have gone, but you can still look at Barry Bonds and say, previous to the age of 35, the man's one of the best hitters of all time.
Right.
And there's really not much arguing about that.
I don't think without steroids, his on base would have been, what was it when he was 39? It was like 607 or something like that.
It was ridiculous.
It was something.
Because he either walked or hit a home run every time to the plate.
Right. I don't think it would have been that without steroids. That said, though, I think going through the numbers, is Barry Bonds, is he not? It's become sort of the same water that people tread over in Pittsburgh. For me, here's the discussion. And for me, here's the meat of it. Is it fallacy in Pittsburgh that Barry Bonds is truly hated by as many people as people will make it out to be? I found that I think Barry Bonds is closer to being not universally liked, but I think it's way overblown that Barry Bonds is this hated figure in Pittsburgh. People didn't like the way that he left, but number one, people knew he was leaving. And people, I don't know if they can fault a guy for leaving and going and getting more money under especially the circumstances. So I think, and again, this is my opinion, that there's a few people that yell very loudly that dislike Barry Bonds, but there's a lot more people in Pittsburgh, and this is the question for me, that really like the guy and that see him as a guy who did great things for the baseball team here, and they either err on, I got no real strong opinion, or, yeah, the guy was great, I loved him when he played here. I think that the Bonds haters in Pittsburgh are way overblown in number. I really don't think there's as many as people make it out to be.
I think there's a qualification to be had there in that people – there's Barry Bonds the player and Barry Bonds the person. And I think you can appreciate what Barry Bonds the player did and what he meant to the Pittsburgh Pirates when he was a member of the Pirates, and also understand that Barry Bonds the person, whether it was as a Pirate, as a Giant, was not someone that you would necessarily root for if he wasn't a guy on your team.
How good a dude was Andy Van Slyke off the field?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, what? It's funny that
I'm not talking about Andy Van Slyke, though. I'm talking about Barry. And Barry, there are plenty of stories about
the reason we're talking about Barry Bonds is because Andy Van Slyke was on yesterday. And I do find it interesting that a lot of media guys, especially who covered that team, you'll talk to them and they'll say, Andy Van Slyke was one way whenever the cameras were on. He was a totally different way when they were off. And that's like the company line along with amongst media guys with Andy Van Slyke. So, and again, that doesn't absolve Bonds. Bonds is an overt jerk. And I saw it firsthand the last couple years that he played. But again, I don't necessarily think that Andy Van Slyke is the guy that sets the bar.
Oh, maybe not, but Andy's comments set up a discussion about Barry, and we're talking about Barry, and I think in the case of Barry, Andy may be acting one way in front of a camera or a microphone and then acting a completely different way behind the scenes, if that's the way it went, then that doesn't affect how I look at Barry as someone who, granted, was a kid when he was playing for the Pirates, and now as I look back on it in retrospect, I also think that as years pass, that we soften a bit on our thoughts about Barry, and whether it be the way he left or the way he comported himself, whether it was here in Pittsburgh or San Francisco. I think it's a good question to ask people, though. 412-928-9370, that's how you call us, that's how you text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. Your thoughts on what Andy Van Slyke had to say about Barry Bonds and his legacy. That, more of it, coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show. Andy Van Slyke was on with Cook and Joe yesterday, talked about what led Barry Bonds down the path to maybe using performance-enhancing drugs.
You got to remember, the year that Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were doing their steroid home run derby, Barry Bonds hit 370 that year, and nobody noticed. 370, guys. That is unbelievable. And so what Barry said, you know what, if these guys were getting all these attention, getting all the attention for hitting all these home runs, I'm going to figure out a way to do it myself, and I'm going to do it better than anybody else. So in some ways, I respect Barry's drive.
Yeah, Barry wanted to be recognized as the best because he was the best at that point in time. And I think the connection made between the way he comported himself off the field and the way he played on the field at the time was probably much stronger, especially amongst Pirate fans after he left Pittsburgh, than it needed to be. And I think that's what's the time between then and now is what's allowed a lot of us who couldn't possibly admit to the fact that Barry Bonds was the best player in baseball when we were a whole lot younger and less mature about the situation, is what allows us now to say, well, no, quite clearly Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer, belongs there, is one of the best hitters of all time, even if you want to remove those 5-6 years at the end of his career when he may have been using performance-enhancing drugs. And his personality and his comportment off the field should not mitigate that in any way whatsoever. He's one of the best of all time.
No, it doesn't mitigate what you are as a player, for sure. But there is a different discussion. I agree. There is a discussion on personality. And it's a lot better to be, like in an ideal world, it's great to be a great player and a great person. But if you're not going to be a great person, this sounds crazy to me. If you're going to be a jerk, I'd rather you just be a jerk all the time. Like, don't give me these pretenses. And the people that Bonds was a jerk to, he was just a jerk all the time. There wasn't any phoniness about him. He was a prima donna. He was a whiner. He wanted everything. I mean, hence the Leland blow up with him. So he kind of stayed the course. He was on brand before brand was a thing to be on, Chris. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Everyone knew where they stood with Barry at the very least.
Right. And that's why I do find, and I don't think Van Slyke was too hard on him yesterday. But he has been in the past a little bit. He has said some things about Bonds in the past a little bit, especially with some of the documentaries on the game in Atlanta where he said he flipped me off and he did this. I find Van Slyke's words at times, and I'm not here to knock Van Slyke, but I find his words at times to be a little, okay. Because, again, what you hear about Van Slyke is cameras on, cameras off, two different dudes, two different guys. And that's from the people who covered those baseball teams every single day. So it is interesting. The discussion, though, with Bonds, I don't know how anybody who's ever watched baseball can say. It's just like Brady. Brady's ultra-talented. He's an incredible talent. No one can watch Tom Brady and say, well, this guy isn't talented. He's not one of the greatest of all times. You have a hard time quantifying exactly what the numbers are because of the cheating. But the fact that he rises to one of the greats can't be argued. It just can't be argued.
Yeah.
The raw talent what he had. I look at those
two
guys much the same way. It's weird how baseball looks at cheaters, though, and football looks at cheaters. Because I think you compare Brady and you can compare Bonds. Brady has taken ads out in newspapers. Brady is revered by everybody. He's called the GOAT by everyone. You got other people with Bonds. They won't even give him an audience.
Yeah, and you can tell it's affected Barry. Like, you made a good point earlier, and I agree with you for the most part, that Halls of Fame are what they are, and I don't know how much they mean anymore. They're pretty watered down in most cases. But you could tell in that interview that Barry gave, I think it was The Athletic last month, or the month before, that it affects him. It really does. Not just the Hall of Fame recognition, but just the recognition from baseball as a whole about what he was able to do and the fact that he does not get looked back on as the great that he was by as many people because I think in many cases of the way he treated people, but as much as the cheating and the performance enhancing drug use. I don't know, but you can tell it affects him definitely.
Discussion. Never short on discussion when you bring up Barry Bonds' name in this town, even all these years later. And I think it's a great discussion to have. It really is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.